Lifetime on 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Welcome back, and we proceed with Drive Time. OCAF South Africa, in partnership with Turkish NGO Diyanet Vakıf, is performing Kobani in 6 neighboring countries, 13 underprivileged communities across SADC, and at Imvezo, the great place in Umtata. Now joining us online is DT presenter Shafiq Morton. Mr. Morton, salam, and thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, welcome, salam, Ibrahim. How are you doing? I'm standing next to an Elo in the Transkei countryside, next to the Mvezo Great Palace. It's a beautiful sight here.
I should believe so. And how is the weather like there before we even begin to talk about your experiences there?
I'm standing in beautiful sunshine. It's 100 times better than Cape Town.
I should believe that. It's quite an experience. I mean, I was looking at the pictures, and it reminds me of somewhere else. But let's get back into business. Your impression with your visit so far to the 7 villages of the Mvezo, the School of Excellency?
Yes, it's been a very interesting visit and quite a profound experience. It's been about 20 years since I've really gone into the Transkei. And early this morning, Mandela Mandela took us on a tour of the 7 villages, just showing us some of the problems that they experience. For example, they don't have enough water. I mean, there's a river deep in the valley below us, but the problem is, how do you get water from the river to the people in the villages above? So he says that a lot of the villages actually don't have running water. And he also showed us that what he's done, he's also built a school, a donation of 10 million euros from Siemens, has been allowed him to build a school of excellence of science and technology. And children from all around the whole region here come to the school, which has got 700 pupils. And we also visited the school, and that was also a very uplifting and enriching experience. A beautiful school, lovely students, good learners, good teachers, and that was also very interesting. So he's focusing a lot on education, but he has tremendous socioeconomic challenges in this part of the world.
Now, this area is quite rich. This is the birthplace of one of the greatest persons on earth. We are talking about Nelson Mandela. When it comes to Islam, what was his impressions and his vision for the rural madrasas?
Yeah, in fact, there's been a huge call. I mean, in right now, I've just walked out of the Great Hall where members of the community have been talking to the elders. And the interesting thing is, a lot of these people are Muslims, but we didn't know that. And they're all saying that what is needed in the rural areas are madrasas and mosques. They're saying that in a 600-kilometer area in the Eastern Cape, there are no mosques. And what's very exciting is the Turkish government has announced that it's going to be building a beautiful mosque in Umtata. And another community member here has also said that he is going to be building a madrasa. So it looks like Islam is about to explode here. But a lot of people that I've spoken to, imams from Mpumalanga and other parts of the country have come here, all saying that we've forgotten about the people in the country areas. And there's a great thirst for knowledge and for Islam in the rural areas. And it's been completely neglected, and it's high time that we all work up to this fact.
Let's talk about people's lifestyle, because that's quite a very vast area, and I should believe the population is quite smaller compared to the area that is there. But when it comes to changing people's living, we're talking about farming. What are your impressions so far?
Well, impressions are, look, I mean, as I say, I was last 20 years ago. Not much has changed, but what you notice here is that in spite of the men in Mvezo work in the mines in Rustenburg, but somehow family life still carries on. There's lots of young people here. At least now they can go to school. But, I mean, what strikes you is the potential of this place, the unrealized potential and the neglect, not only by the apartheid regime, but also, in fact, by the current government for the communities in these areas.
Now, that place, Mvezo, is one of the most underdeveloped areas in South Africa. So when we're talking about poverty, obviously you can see it when you walk into Umtata. What do you think will be the answer to poverty when it comes to utilization of land?
Well, that is the key question, Ibrahim, because This morning, Mandla Mandela was telling us that in this region, there are 3.2 million cows, there's 7 million goats, and there's 6 million sheep. And he says the community needs to know how to harvest these animals. He says, what's happening now? He says, white farmers from the Eastern Cape come here, and let's say you've got a nice-looking oxen. They buy your ox for 2,000 rand, fatten him up for 60 days, and sell him at the auctions for 17,000 rand. And Mandla Mandela saying, this has got to stop. But the government has to realize that the communities here need to be taught how to release the young animals that are good for slaughter and to create an industry here. I mean, if you think 3.2 million cows just alone in this area, it's such an amazing potential. And we've been actually having a lot of roundtable talks. And the discussion is that we need to develop co-ops here, but the main thing is that there has to be a huge focus on agricultural education. Then there's aloes. I said I'm standing next to an aloe tree. Aloe vera, aloe products are greatly in great demand. And another thing that he's talking about, and we agree with him, is that the local people here need to be shown how they can harvest the aloes on a sustainable basis. So the land here is the answer, and all the riches are in the land, but there has to be education on how to get the most out of it in a sustainable fashion.
You have also spoken about the issue of Muslims, actually, that there are quite a number of people that are Muslims there, but also with an element of Africanness. Do you think sometimes people feel that they can lose their Africanness by being Muslim?
That's a good question. In fact, almost everybody I've told me has said, I did not lose my Africanness by becoming Muslim. But he said, unfortunately, the perception in communities that are not informed and educated, they feel if you become Muslim, you're not going to be an African anymore. And we were discussing it amongst all the imams from the rural areas. In fact, the fitrah, the basic essence of Islam, is very, very close in South Africa to traditional African beliefs, and even the lifestyle, that both fit so comfortably that you can sometimes don't even notice the difference. And a lot of imams, African imams, feel that this is something, a message that needs to be driven home very, very strongly.
I should believe we have to cut now for 1:30 news, Mr. Morton. I'm not too sure if there's anything that you'd love to add on, or should we simply conclude with the interview?
Yes, now I'll just give you one final comment, Ibrahim. It's been a very interesting experience, and it's just shown to me once again that as South Africans, we have the means, but we need to understand what we can do with our means, and the excitement of the fact that Muslims from other parts of South Africa have come here to Mbeso has been noticed by the local community, by the elders. And alhamdulillah, today has been a very good day to be a Muslim.
That's Drive Time presenter Shafiq Morton live at the Royal House of Mandela, where OCAF South Africa Kobani has been performing. Mr. Morton, shukran, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.